Today's show in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Dalet. We're learning today Lilu Nishmas, Marlene Liesenbaum, Mala Malka Basima. We continue to learn for the safety of all of Klai Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, it seems to be a little bit more quiet today after the attacks last night from Iran, Yimach Shemom V'Zichrom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect the Jewish people. He should protect Chaylei Tzva Hagonah L'Yisrael. All those in need of Refuah Shleimah should have one. And he should still bring back the Chatufim. Be'ezus Hashem, they're still alive. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring them back safe and sound b'mehera. There should be Shalom in all of Klai Yisrael. Okay, we pick up about 10 lines down from the top of Nundalud Amalaf with the words Iboiluhu. So the Gemara is asking the following Shaila right now. Chomesh Ma'akev or Eino Ma'akev? We've been talking a lot about the Chomesh, the fourth from the inside, which is the fifth from the outside. We had a machlokas about this yesterday. There are different opinions, but that's the way we paskin, that the Chomesh means a fourth from the inside. So if it's $100, it means $25, which is a fourth of the inside. But if you look at the total amount that you pay, the 100 plus the 25, it's 125. So then the 25 is a fifth of the 125, what's called the fifth from the outside. Okay, Iboilu, the yes in the base medrash, this chomesh, if you don't pay it, let's say you're redeeming something, whether it's Maaser Sheni, whether it's Hekdesh, as we'll see, we'll go through a lot of different types of situations where you have to pay a fifth. So if you don't pay the fifth, is the chomesh ma'akev, and therefore the redemption doesn't go through, the consecration, deconsecration doesn't go through, oh, ain't no ma'akev, or no, okay, you owe that fifth, but it's not ma'akev, and the redemption, in fact, did go through. So, for example, if you have Maaser Sheni, your own Maaser Sheni that you're redeeming, so you have the produce, you have to pay the principal, the keren, and the chomesh. So, if you only paid the keren, so is the Maaser Sheni now able to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim because it no longer gets Kedusha of Maaser Sheni? Or no, until you pay the Keren plus the Chomesh, it still has Kedusha of Maaser Sheni. That essentially is the question that we're asking. So, Gemara says, do we say Dalid B'Dalid Parik? So let's say you have four Zuzim of Maaser Sheni produce, and the Keren, therefore, is four Zuzim. So you have to go and pay four Zuzim to redeem this Maaser Sheni to fulfill the redemption of the Keren. But then you have to then add on, since it's your own Maaser Sheni, because you it's very desirous to you, so the Torah says you have to pay an additional Chomesh, which is the fourth from the inside, a fifth from the outside. So if it's a fourth from the inside, you'd have to go and add on one additional Zuz. So you would have to pay a total of five Zuzim to be Parik this. Now, do we say that you redeemed the principal for the four Zuzim, and then Va'akinav Shei, so to say, on your own? Rashi elsewhere in the Gemara Megillah tells us, Im Ritzoncha, so to say, if you wish to, then Mosiv Chomesh. Of course, you have to do this, but it's not Ma'akev, the redemption. Alma Chomesh Lo Ma'akev, the Gemara tells us. Yes, you're supposed to pay that extra Zuz. So the four Zuzim, that does the redemption. And then you're supposed to pay. It's not totally on your own. If you want to, yes. If you don't want to, no. No, you're supposed to pay that, but it's not Ma'akev, the deconsecration of your Maaser Sheni produce. And in fact, the four Zuzim now have status of Maaser Sheni Kedusha, and the produce no longer does have that. And yes, you owe an extra Zuz. Or we say, no, Adilma, our bar, these four Zuzim's worth of Maaser Sheni produce, they're redeemed not by four, but they're redeemed by five. B'chamisha parik, and therefore v'chomish ma'akev. And you have to give all five in order to redeem them. If you only give four, it's not yet redeemed. It still has the status of the produce of being Maaser Sheni. That's the question. So I'm Ravina. Ravina says, Toshma, we're being a raya from the Mishnah in Dumai. The Mishnah in Dumai tells us, ha-Dumai. Again, Dumai is du-ma. What is its status? It's taken from an Amoritz. The majority of Amoritzim did take off Trumas and Maasis, but there was a minority that didn't. So therefore, the rabbis instituted that you have to take, again, Trumas and Maasis off from Dumai. It's really the Maaser Rishon that you have to go take off from the Dumai. And that's taken off as a suffix. Maybe it was already consecrated, maybe it wasn't already consecrated. And the same thing would be with Maaser Sheni. So, ha-Dumai ein lo chomesh vein lo bir. When you go and redeem Dumai of Maaser Sheni, there's no requirement to add on a chomesh, since it's all midirabbanan, the rabbis never instituted the additional chomesh to be added on. And likewise, at the end of the third year and at the end of the sixth year, we have the mitzvah of vidui maisa. You have to state publicly and proclaim, yes, I gave all my trumas and maisas. I took off everything that I had to do. So there is no obligation, if you didn't do that, to go and burn anything that is remaining. So by demai, the din of chomish doesn't apply. That's the critical factor here, as well as the din of beer, which is not critical for our discussion right now. Now, that's what Ravina tells us. And he says, the implication from this Mishnah in demai is ha keren yeshlo, that even Demai has this keren, the principal. You have to go and redeem the Maaser Sheni of Demai. You have to pay and redeem the principal. So these produce of Demai, you have to go deconsecrate them onto coins for the value of the keren. Now, why did the rabbis institute this midrabbanan only for the Keren, but not for the Chomesh. My time, what's the rationale? Mustn't it be? Keren, d'ma'akev b'daraisa, isa b'darabanan. Since the Keren, which is something that is ma'akev, if you don't go and redeem it, if you don't deconsecrate Ma'isa Sheni, so then the produce retains its kedusha of Ma'isa Sheni. So the deconsecration is by the Keren. So the four zuzim, let's say we had in the case before, of Ma'isa Sheni produce, when you give four zuzim, you deconsecrate it. So therefore, since that's the din midaraisa, so the rabbis, they always make their dinim derabanan parallel to din deraisa, so therefore, you have to go and redeem the Ma'isa Sheni dumai, but only the Keren. The Chomesh, the lo ma'akib deraisa, less of the derabanan. But the Chomesh, which is not even ma'akib on a deraisa level, and here's the raya to Ravina's point, therefore, the rabbis never instituted for demai midrabanan. Oh, what do we see from here? That there is only a din that the Keren is ma'akiv. Obviously, if you don't deconsecrate the Keren, it's not deconsecrated, but the Chomesh, while you have to pay it, if you didn't pay it, it's not ma'akiv. The produce is deconsecrated onto the coins just with the payment of the Keren, of the principal, and the Chomesh you have to pay, but that's not ma'akiv. Oh, so Ravina gave us the answer, but the Gemara says, maybe this is actually still a machlokis tanoim, lemakir tanoi. Maybe this machlokis is the Chomesh ma'akiv or not, is actually a machlokis tanoim. Where do we see this? Because we have the following brisa. The brisa tells us, nosan esa keren, if the person, in fact, redeemed the Ma'isa Sheni, he deconsecrated the Ma'isa Sheni produce, just the principle. Let's say the four zuzim of produce for the four zuzim of money. The lo nasen as a chomesh, but he never gave the additional chomesh. He didn't give the additional zuz. So Reb Elezer Omer Yocha, he says that this Ma'isa Sheni produce was in fact deconsecrated and it's allowed to be eaten now as chulin outside of Yerushalayim. Whereas Reb Yeshua Omer lo yochal, no, since you didn't pay the chomesh, it's not considered deconsecrated and it still has the status of Ma'isa Sheni. This seems to be a Doraisa Machlokis. Reb Elezer says the Chomesh is not Ma'akev, and Reb Yeshua says the Chomesh is Ma'akev. Now, along comes Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Nasi, Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Eliezer B'Shabbos, V'Divrei Reb Yeshua B'Chol. I split these two opinions. It appears to me that Reb Elezer's Shita is right in regards to Shabbos, with Ma'isa Sheni that you want to eat on Shabbos, so when you redeem this, even if you didn't give the Chomesh, for Shabbos you're allowed to go and eat this produce. Whereas I agree with Rabbi Yeshua that if you didn't pay the Chomesh, it's not considered redeemed. That's for the rest of the week. Now, when we see from Rebbe that he holds like Rebbe Eliezer in one way and Rabbi Yeshua another way, that implies that they both argue on both Shabbos and on a weekday. And that's what the Gemara is not going to tell us. Midyomar, since Rebbe said, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Eliezer b'Shabbos, from the fact that Rebbe, reviewed it on us, he says, I agree with Rebbe Elezer in regards to Shabbos. That implies that there's a machlokes in regards to Shabbos, b'chol, d'pligi afilu b'chol. That, in fact, that Rebbe Elezer, who Rebbe doesn't agree with, in fact, only agrees with Rebbe Elezer in regards to Shabbos, but Rebbe Yoshua and Rebbe Elezer, they argue on weekday. And likewise, midama near and divrei Rebbe Yeshua b'chol, since he says, it looks, I like the opinion of Rebbe Yeshua in regards to a weekday, that implies b'chol the pligi afilu b'Shabbos, that they in fact argue on Shabbos. So from both sides of this statement, we see that the machlokes between Rebbe Elezer and Rebbe Yeshua is, regardless of whether it's Shabbos, regardless of whether it's a weekday, Rebbe Elezer says, the chomesh is not ma'akev, and therefore you can eat if the produce it's deconsecrated, even though you didn't pay the chomesh. Rabbi Yeshua says all the time, Shabbos or weekday, you cannot eat it. It's not considered deconsecrated. So that's what the Gemara now says. My lab b'hor svaru kamivli. It's exactly this point that Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing about. Rabbi Elezer saw a chomesh lo ma'akev. Rabbi Yeshua saw a chomesh ma'akev. Oh, let us say that this is machlokes tanoim. Shmuel says lav dafka. I'm a Rapapa. Rapapa says, in fact, no, lo. In fact, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer both hold the kuliyam chomesh l'makiv. In fact, certainly Rabbi Elezer says the chomesh is not makiv because he says yocha. But even Rabbi Yeshua says midaraisa the chomesh is not makiv, and in fact it is deconsecrated just by the principle. However, do we or do we not make a gzera? That's what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer argue about. Do we or do we not make a gzera now? Yes, midaraisa, it is considered deconsecrated, but maybe we should make a gzera over here. Rabbi Elezer says no, Rabbi Yeshua says yes. In fact, Rabbi Yeshua says, if we don't make them pay the chomesh now and say it's deconsecrated, you know what? They're never going to pay the chomesh. They're going to forget about it. They're going to say, nah, I don't have to. It's deconsecrated. And therefore, we're concerned of Pshia, that they're going to be negligent and not pay the chomesh. So Rabbi Yoshua says, therefore, it's not considered deconsecrated midirabanan until you pay the chomesh. But on the Raisa level, the chomesh is not ma'akev. And Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, says, no, I'm not concerned about this. So we're not concerned that people won't go and pay the chomesh. They know the din is you have to pay the chomesh, and if they're elderly people, they were po they're ma'aseh sheni mistama, they will pay the chomesh, and we don't have to be concerned that that small percentage that may or may not forget to do so. So therefore, we can't say that this is machlokes tanoim. In fact, all the tanoim agree that the chomesh is not ma'akev. Rav Yochanan says further, ha'komod in behekdish uchila, in regards to hekdish. Until now, we're talking about ma'aseh sheni, but everybody agrees, implying that this would be the opinion even of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua, ha'komodim, in regards to hektish at your redeeming shechilo, here, ho'il v'gizbarin tovino so bashok, so there is no concern that the people will forget to go and pay that extra fifth. And when you redeem something from hektish, since the gizbar is going to be on to you and say, hey, you only paid the principal, you have to pay the extra fifth, if it was your item that you donated to hektish, you have to redeem it by paying the principal and paying the fifth. Somebody else redeems it, they just pay the principal. But if you're redeeming your own item from Hekdesh, so everybody agrees that we're not concerned, it's deconsecrated when you just redeem the principal, because the fifth that you have to pay, the gizbar will make sure that you pay, because there's an IOU, so to say, out on you. It's not your own ma'aseh sheni, there's nobody looking to go and collect that extra fifth. Here, the gizbar is going to collect the extra fifth, you don't have to be concerned about it, and the etzem din, therefore, is that the chomesh is not ma'akev in redeeming from Hekdesh. More questions, as it says, really? Uba Hekdesh lo pligi? Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua don't argue in regards to Hekdesh? Vatani, we have a brayse that it says beferish that they do seem to argue. Nos en esa keren, if the person went to redeem his item that he sanctified to Hekdesh, and he goes and redeems it, and he pays the keren, but he doesn't pay the extra fifth that he's supposed to pay, the fourth from the inside, the fifth from the outside, the little nos en lo esa chomesh. So here we have a beferish machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer omer chilal, it is deconsecrated, and yes, he has to pay the fifth, but it's not ma'akev. But the Chachamim, here it's not Rabbi Yeshua, here it's the Chachamim who say, lo chila, it's not considered deconsecrated. And therefore, it seems that the Chomish is Ma'akev. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that there is no Machlokis? And maybe you're going to tell me that this isn't a Machlokis over here to realize the Chachamim? We'll see that it is, because the Brisa continues and then says, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, near and dear Rabbi Eliezer b'Hekdesh, it appears to me that Rabbi Eliezer is correct in regards to Hekdesh, but the Divrei Chachamim b'Maisa, but the opinion of the Chachamim is true in regards to Maisa Shani. Now, Me the Amar, since Rebbe had to say near and divrei Rebbe Eliezer b'Hekdesh, since he says I pass like Rebbe Eliezer in regards to Hekdesh, that implies Mukal de Paulig a field of Maisa. That Rebbe Eliezer argues in regards to Maisa Sheni, so Rebbe Eliezer Lishitaso says that it's never Ma'akev. But me the Kama near and divrei Chacham b'Maisa, since Rebbe had to say yes, I like the Chacham's opinion in regards to Maisa Sheni, because there the Chachamim say that it seems to be ma'akev, and therefore it's not redeemed, so therefore it implies mechlal, the inu pligi, I feel the hektish, that they argue in regards to hektish as well. So how can you, Rav Yochanan, say that everybody agrees in regards to hektish? It seems that the Chachamim don't agree. It seems that the Chachamim, in fact, say that the chomesh is ma'akev, even by hektish. Shmuel says, you're right, that is true, therefore we have to understand Rav Yochanan's statement a little bit differently. Eli'it mar hochi'it mar. If, in fact, Rav Yochanan said, that it's considered mechulo by just the principal and not with the fifth, because gizbar and tovin osa b'shuk. So that's referring to the following. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakomodim b'shabis behektish. It's not just hektish in general. It's in regards to if you want the item to be redeemed so you can go and use it on Shabbos, so then shechilel, in that situation, it is definitely mechulal, it is deconsecrated, even though you didn't pay the chomesh. Why? Because we have a double idea over here. Number one, chod the tziv, v'karot le Shabbos onik, because we want you to enjoy the Shabbos. So therefore, this item will now be able to be used on Shabbos. So therefore, we allow you to go and redeem it in order to have for Shabbos, even though you didn't pay the principal, you only paid the principal and you didn't pay the chomesh. And then we have the second reason. Don't worry about here pshusa, because the whole gizbar and tovin osa b'shuk, since there's going to be an IOU out on you. Hey, the gizbar is going to say you paid only the principal. What about the chomesh? And they're going to keep on bothering you. So there's no pshusa involved over here. So because of the double reason, hakomodim b'shabes behektish, only because there are the two reasons over here, in order to honor the Shabbos, and because the gizbar will definitely be tovei you, so there, in this situation, the Chachamim agree. But on a weekday, or if it's for something that's not hektish, so then, in fact, the Chachamim hold that the chomesh is ma'akev. Okay, Gemara continues says, Amar Rami bar Chama, Rami bar Chama tells us the following halacha, Harei Amru hektish eino mischal al karka, that when you're redeeming hektish, you have to go and redeem it with something that is not karka. If something is karka, it can't go and redeem hektish. Where's this based upon? It's a pasuk. The Rachmana Mai, the Torah says, V'noasan ha-kesef v'komlo. When you give over the kesef to redeem the hektish item, so then it becomes yours, v'komlo. Implication being, that you have to give something that is kesef or shavu kesef and not karka. But Rabbi Rachamim says, what about the chomesh? Chumsho, the additional fifth that you have to pay when you're redeeming your own property, does that also have to be kesef? Or chumsho mahu shi yischal ala karka? Maybe the chomesh could be redeemed on karka. The principle, everybody agrees, can't be redeemed with karka. So if you donated something too hektish and now you want to redeem it, so you have to redeem it with cash. That's the principle. But the additional fifth that you have to add on, Rami Bacham is asking, could that be karka? Or no, that also must be kesef. That's the first question that Rabbi Bacham asks. He's going to ask a couple of questions. So the first one is on hektish. The second question that he asks is, what about truma? Truma ain't a mishtalemes elemen achulin. If somebody by accident eats Kohen's truma, so then, b'meizid rachmon litzlan, that's mitzvah b'dei shamayim, as we learned in yesterday's shir. But if you eat it by accident, so then the halacha is you have to pay back the keren, and you also then have to add on a fifth. But what you do in this situation is the keren that you pay for the truma has to be chulin that could then become truma. We give it the status of truma. So you ate the Kohen's truma, you ate Aaron Kohen's truma, and you have to pay him back something which he can then turn into truma. So it must be chulin. So for the principle, let's say you ate four grapes. So you have to give him back four chulin grapes because those grapes now become truma. That's the halacha. In Losan La Kohen es HaKodesh, you have to give him something, will darshin out, that could become truma, could become Kodesh. Kodesh sometimes can refer to as truma. So, Dovor HaRoi Leos Kodesh. So, the four grapes that you have to give him, Kinegi, the four grapes that you accidentally ate, so they are going to be Kodesh. In other words, they can become truma, and they're treated now as truma. They have all the status of truma, even though they're chulin. But now, when you give them to the Kohen, to pay back the truma that you inadvertently ate, unintentionally ate, so they have the status of truma. So the question that Rami Bachama now asks is, what is the halacha with the chumsha, with the fifth that you have to go and add on? Mahu, what is the halacha sheishtalim shalom min achulim? Does the fifth grape that you have to give him back, or the value of that fifth grape, does that have to be also a grape that could be chulin now and will become truma or not? That could just be, I'll give you a dollar for the other grape. That's the second question that Rabbi Yochanan asked. The first one, again, was on Hektish. The second one is on Truma. And the third question that he asked is Maiser Sheni. Maiser, Ein Mischalel Aloi Simon. We've already learned many times because the Pasuk says, Derachmona Omar, Vitzarta Kesav Yadecha, Lerabos Kol Dover Sheyesh Olav Tzura. It has to have a coin that is minted. It has a sign on it, a Tzura on it. So therefore, we know the halach is that the principle, you have the four zuzim of Maaser Sheni produce worth that you have in front of you, and you have to go redeem it on four coins, four zuzim that have a tzura on them. That's clear. The question that Rami Bachamin now asks, similar question, what about the chomesh? That when you're redeeming your own Maaser Sheni, you have to add on a chomesh. So chumsho, this additional one zuz worth of money that you have to go and pay as a chomesh, so mahu shi'ischal alu asimon. Could you give a slug for this additional zuz? So it's worth the zuz. We're not talking about you're cheating. It's worth the zuz, but it doesn't have a tzura. So for the principal, you couldn't use this slug. But for the chomesh, could you use the slug or not? So these are the three questions that Rami Bachama asks, very similar questions that just deal with hektish, with truma, and maaser sheni. Ultimately, this question came to Rava. Is Galgal Milsa Umatal Chamei the Rava? No, they must have discussed this in the base manager, didn't come to an answer, and ultimately came to Rava to paskin it. Amalu, Rava said, Amakra Olav, by each of them, by the Hektish, Rashi points out, by the Truma, and by the Maaser Sheni, it uses the word Olav, which seems to be an extra word. As Rashi says, Bekulu Chumshin, with every one of the Chumishes described in regards to Hektish, Truma, and Maaser Sheni, it says the word Ksiv Yusaf Olav. So this extra word Olav is Lerabos Chumsho Kimoso to teach us that yes, the same din applies. You can't use, for example, Karka to pay back the Chomesh. You can't use something that is not Chulin that could in fact be Truma for the Chomesh, and you can't go and give a slug in Asimon to go and pay the Chomesh. That's how Rava paskins. Now, Ravina says, this din that Rava just brought out, I have a raya that it's correct from a Mishnah. This Mishnah is found in Trumos Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, and it says over there, Hagonev Truma v'lo achola. If somebody stole Truma, did a terrible thing. He stole truma, but he didn't eat it. He just stole the truma. So now he's found out. Edom come and say, you stole it. He has to pay kefil. So mishalim tashlum kefil, dimei truma. He pays back the truma. He gives back the keren that he stole. It still extends. You always have to, he should say, zeh l'sher gozal. So he gives back the truma that he stole. It still extends. And then he has to pay its value. That's the kefil. So you give back the keren. In this situation, it's extend. And you have to give back the value of that keren one more time. That makes the total kefil. That's if he didn't eat it. What happens if the ganav ate it? Achala. So now we have not only kefil, but we have the din of when you inadvertently eat truma. Let's say he knows he stole something, but he didn't know it was truma. So in this situation, when he ate it, he didn't realize it was truma. He thought he just stole chulin. So achala, so now he has to pay kefil, but he also has to pay chomesh. So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, mishalim shnei kronim, he pays two kerens. We'll see, that's the kefil, the principle, plus another time, that's kefil, but he also has to pay the chomish. Now, these two principles in the chomish aren't all the same. The keren, the chomish, that you're paying because you ate truma inadvertently, so that has to be minachulim, that you have to give him. Let's say you ate four grapes over here, so you have to give him back four grapes and one additional grape, because that is, in fact, going to now become truma. All five of those grapes now become truma. So the keren and the chomish has to be paid back from chulin that can now become truma. However, the kefel penalty, the additional one time that you have to pay him, the value of those four grapes, by keren, demei truma. That you just have to pay. You can give him money for that. That doesn't have to be produce. You can give him money for that. You don't have to give him four grapes. You have to give him the value of the four grapes, the value of the truma that he ate. By keren, demei truma. So Ravina says, you see from this Mishnah that the keren and the chomesh has to be from something that could become truma. In other words, you have to pay him five grapes of chulin, and they will now become five grapes of truma. So Ravina says, what Rava had paskin, we have a riot from this Mishnah in Trumos that he's correct. And we turn to Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Shma Mina, Chumsho Kimoso, Shma Mina. This Mishnah in Trumos is a good riot to what Rava said. Okay, Gemara tells us another din of Rava. We'll have another bunch of statements from Rava. Amar Rava, Gabe Gezel Ksiv. In regards to the din, that if a person steals something, and then he denies it, he swears that he didn't steal it, and then afterwards he confesses, and he says, Nebuch, I really did steal it. He has Hiruri Tshuva, and he says, I stole it. So that din is that he has to go pay back what he stole, and he also has to add a Chomish onto it. So, Chamish Yisav, Yosef Olov. So the Pasuk uses this specific wording, and this is critical because the wording is going to be a little bit different in regards to some of the other dinim that we're going to say, so keep this in mind. V'chamishi sov Yosef Olov. V'chamishi sov implies more than one chomesh. And Yosef Olov, you add on to it. Utnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, in Bava Kama, not that long ago, towards the end of the Masechta of Bava Kama, we said, Nosan lo esa keren, if the person then who admitted that he had stolen from him, so he has to pay the keren and the chomesh, he paid the keren back, and then he swears falsely, the nishba lo al chomesh, I paid you back the chomesh too, when he really didn't. And then he has hirurei tshuva on that, and he says, Lily, I'm sorry, I never really paid you back the chomesh. So now, this chomesh is like a keren again, and hareze mosiv chomesh al chomesh. So he has to go and pay a chomesh on this chomesh, because this chomesh that he swore falsely about, now becomes like a keren. And therefore, when he swears falsely about it, in order to atone, he has to pay back the principal, which was the original chomesh, and now a chomesh on the chomesh. And we know this because it says v'chemishi sov, which implies many chamishios. And this continues. If he did this second time, a third time, a fourth time, it will continue. There'll always, the chomesh that he denies is now a keren, and I'll have to pay an additional chomesh on that now keren, original chomesh. So this will continue, Achi Yismayda Karen Pogs Mishava Pruta, until the amount that he's swearing falsely on is less than a Shava Pruta, and then he no longer has to go and pay a Chomish on it, because it's not considered something that he has to go and pay if it's less than a Shava Pruta. Now, that's the din in regards to Geneva, Gezel. Gabe Chuma, Rava says, Ksiv, it says a slightly different Lashon. By Gezela, it said, Chamishi Sov Yosef Olav. By Truma, it says, Ish Kiyochal Kodesh Bishkog. If somebody ate Kodesh, again, Truma is sometimes referred to as Kodesh. So if a person ate Truma unintentionally, the Yosef Chamishi So Olav. So we have the word Yosef by Gezel, and here we have the Yosef, as a vav, that will be important later on this year, and it says Chamishi So, not Chamishi Sov, it says Chamishi So, which was singular, Olav, on it. Now, Utanan, we learn in the Mishnah in Trumos, it says, Ha'ochel Truma Bishoge, if somebody ate Truma by accident, so as we've learned the din, Mishalim Keren Mechomish, you have to go pay back this Truma that you ate inadvertently, unintentionally, you have to pay back the principal. So if you ate four grapes unintentionally of Truma, you have to give back four grapes and Vechomish, and an additional grape, and all of them have to be Chulin, that is Roy, to be now come Truma. And this is true when you ate this bishogeg, echad ochel, v'echad shosu, v'echad asoch. This would be true whether you ate it or whether you drank it. You'd squeeze these grapes out, let's say, and you drank them, the grape juice, the wine, or v'echad asoch, or you anointed yourself with it. Let's say it was olives that you stole. So you anointed yourself with the oil. The din would be the same, that you have to pay back the keren and the chomesh with something that is roy to be truma. Now, this is also true, echad truma torah, v'echad truma tmeya. This would be true whether you ate truma that was tahora inadvertently, or even if you ate truma that was tmeya inadvertently, the din is the same, and you keep on going on, not only to pay the keren and the chomesh, but then if you did it again to the chomesh, mishalim chumsha, v'chumsha the chumsha. This will keep on going, just like it did by the gezel, you'll have a chomesh of a chomesh of a chomesh. And even though it didn't specifically state so, it says v'chamishi so, not v'chamishi sov, implying by gezel was plural. Here it says singular. We're going to have a drasha in a few moments in the Gemara that will teach us that we add the vav from v'yosaf unto the end of the word chamishi so to make it chamishi sov. This is a drasha, a famous type of drasha that's called Gorin Umosifin, as Rashi points out later on in the Gemara. So we'll see that this type of a drasha does work, and in fact, that's how we know this din. That we'll get to later in the Gemara, so don't worry if you didn't catch it right now. That's the second din that Rava tells us. The first din was Gezel, the second din is by Truma. Now, he tells a din of the similar nature by Maaser Sheni, but here the din is different. By Gezel and Truma, the din is that there are multiple chamishios that you may have to go and pay. However, in regards to Maaser Sheni, Vilu Gabe Maaser Sheni, Lo Michtav Ksiv, it doesn't say it in the Pasuk. Now, as Rashi points out, it does say in the Pasuk that you have to pay back a fifth. So when Rashi says over here, Lo Michtav Ksiv Be, so it does tell us, in regards to Gabi Maisa, in the Rashi before that, it says Gabi Pidja Maisa Sheni Dersiv Bey Nami Vachamishi So Yosef Olav. There's no Vav in Yosef, and it's not Chamishi Sov, it's Chamishi So. So it's singular and no Vav. So we're not going to have that drasha of Gorin Umosifin. In any event, that will be something the Gemara will teach us in a moment. But right now, Rava says, in regards to Maisa Sheni, Lo Michtav Siv, the next Rashi, Mashmos de Chamishios Harbe, there is no drasha over here, as we'll see, to teach us that it implies multiple Chamishios. And likewise, V'lo Misna Tana, and nobody brings this down in a Mishnah or in a Braisa, and V'lo Iboilan, and nobody even asks, should that be the case? So clearly, Rava says that in regards to Maisa Sheni, there's only one Chomesh, and then there's going to be a Chomesh on a Chomesh on a Chomesh. Now, Rava brings down one more din. Gabi Hektish. What about if you're redeeming Hektish, your own Hektish, you have to pay the principal plus a Chomesh. So in regards to Hektish, what is the wording of the Pasuk? Gabi Hektish Kesiv, V'yem HaMaktish Yigalis Bey. So if somebody wants to go and redeem his house that he had donated to Hektish, so he has to go and pay the principal, V'yosaf, again here we have a Vav, V'yosaf Chamishis Kesef Erkecha. But it doesn't say Chamishis So, it only says Chamishis Kesef Erkecha. So you have to pay a fifth, but we'll see, Utnan, we learned in the Mishnah that we'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem in tomorrow's Shia, it's going to say over there, Hapode es hahektish, when you're Pode hektish, you redeem your own hektish, so Mosif Chomish, you have to add on a fifth. However, it specifically says Chumsha Tnan, you only add on a fifth, but Chumsha de Chumsha Lotnan. It specifically says there is only one din of Chomish, but like with Maaser Sheni, there aren't multiple dinim of Chomesh. So we have these four dinim over here. We brought down by Gezel and by Truma that there is multiple fifths, and we have to explain the drasha. It says Beferish by Gezel. We have to explain, I've already told you, the Gorin Mosifin drasha by Truma, but we don't have a similar drasha by Maaser Sheni, and we don't have a similar drasha by Hektish. So now the Gemara goes through that, and it says, Gabi Truma, in regards to Truma, it says, Kisiv ve Yosaf. You have the extra Vav. And Gabi Kodesh, Nami Yoksiv Yosaf. But by Kodesh, by Hektish, it also had Im Hamaktish Yigalis Beso Ve Yosaf. It also has a Vav. So maybe we should compare the din by Hektish to the din by Truma and say Gabi Kodesh, Nami Yoksiv Yosaf, and therefore the dinim are the same. And that by Hektish, it should also be multiple Chamishios possible. But that's not what Rava said. Or Dilma, or do we say no? In fact, Gabi Truma Kasiv the Yosaf. We had the extra Vav, but that Vav is taken Ishakal to slay Levav the Yosaf. If you take this Vav from the Yosaf by Truma and you add it onto the word Chamishi So, Vishad the slay Al Chamishi So, this type of drasha called Gorin Umasifim, you remove it from one place and you add it to another place, Vahavale Chamishi Sov. Then by Truma we have the two Vavs and it's plural and multiple Chamishios are implied. However, Gabi Hektish, in regards to Hektish, yes, there is a Vav, Ksiv V'yosaf, but it says Chamishis, it doesn't say Chamishiso. So even if you were to take the Vav from V'yosaf and add it on to Chamishis, you would just say, Afogab Dechi Shok Muslei Levav from the Yosaf, and you add it on to Chamishis, Bishad Muslei Al Chamishis, you only get Sov Sov. Bottom line, Havale Chamishiso. And therefore, it's not multiple. So therefore, Rava is correct. Rava says the din of multiple Chamishios applies by Gezel and by Truma, but it doesn't apply by Maaser Sheni and by Hektish. Now, the Gemara says, V'tei Buklei D'Havalei Hektish Sheni. Why didn't Rava give us a different answer in regards to Hektish? We have a din that we'll learn from Yeshua ben Levi momentarily, and we could have learned that din out, that D'Havalei Hektish Sheni, that the second Chamishis by Hektish should be what we call Hektish Sheni. Amar Rishu Levi, and Rishu Levi taught us, we'll see this drasha in a moment a little bit more in detail, a Hektish Rishon Mosif Chomesh. When you're going to desanctify something that you donated to Hektish, so then that's called Hektish Rishon. It has its own Kedusha. You sanctified that item. And now when you redeem it, Mosif Chomesh, you have to go and pay the extra Chomesh like the Pasuk said. However, Al Hektish Sheni ain't Mosif Chomesh. But if there's something that doesn't have its own intrinsic Kedusha, you redeemed something that was already Hektish with something else. So that item is not in and of itself Hektish. It wasn't primarily Hektish. It's a redemption. And now when you go and redeem that second item, it's called Hektish Sheni. And Meshulam Levi says, in that situation, ain't Mosif Chomesh. We'll see how he gets this in a moment. So why didn't Rava say that? That's the reason why there's no Chomesh on the Chomesh by Hektish, because of the din of Meshulam Levi. So I'm only Rapapi to Ravina. So Rapapi explains to Ravina, no, Hochi Yom Rava. Rava was saying, Chomesh kislilas Hektish Domi. Because we don't say that Chomesh is like Hektish Sheni. Rava's opinion is that the Chomesh is like primary Hektish, Hektish proper, kitchilas Hektish, and therefore it would require redemption. And therefore, that's why you need the Pasuk to teach us. That's why he gave us the Drasha to teach us that it doesn't get redeemed. Okay. Now, my Havilah, how do we Pasuk? Do we Pasuk like Rapapi said to Ravina? Or do we, in fact, Pasuk like Rav Yishuv Levi, that's seeming to say that the Chomesh shouldn't need a redemption because of that reasoning that it's Hektish Sheni? So my Havilah, how do we Pasuk over here? So I'm Rav Tov Yume, Mishmei D'Abaye. Rav Tov Yume said the name of Abaye. The Pasuk tells us, V'yosav chamishis kesef erkecho by Hektish. And it says, Mekish chumsho lekesef erko. It tells us the Chomesh itself is compared to the Erech, the item itself, the principle. Ma kesef erko mosif chomesh, af kesef chumsho. He says, even the chomesh, you have to go, nami mosif chomesh. So we paskin, in fact, not like Rava. We do, in fact, say you have to add a chomesh to the chomesh in regards to Hektish, not like Rava said. Now, where did the Rav Shuv and Levi get his din? Now we'll go back and discuss that. Kufa. Amir Rav Shuv and Levi, we just brought down that Rav Shuv and Levi says, al Hektish rishon mosif chomesh, when there's a primary thing that you sanctify this thing, directly, it becomes Hektish. So then when you redeem it, you have to go and be Mosif Chomesh. But let's say you primarily sanctified item A, and then you redeem item A with item B. Al Hektish Sheni ain't Mosif Chomesh. Then when you go and redeem item B, so then you don't have to add on a Chomesh. Where did Rishum and Levi get this from? Amar Rava, my time Rishum and Levi. Where did Rishum and Levi get this from? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, the Yamamaktish Yigdal Yigal Ez Beso. If the one who gave over to Hektish, he was Maktish, his house, so then he has to go and add on a fifth. So HaMaktish, only the thing that you were Maktish has the din of a fifth, the lower Maktish, but not something that took its place. So item A, that has Hektish that needs to be redeemed with Chomesh. But when you go and redeem item A with item B, so then item B is considered Hektish Sheni, and that doesn't require a Chomesh. And I'll show you that this is right. The one says, Tani Tano Kamed Rabbi Elazar. One of the Amorayim taught the following brisa in front of Rabbi Elazar, and he said as follows. The brisa says, Vim Babehemo Hatimeyah, ufada bi'er kecha. So Rashi darshes over here, v'im ba behemo hatmeya, havale le michtab, it should have said v'im behemo tmeya, but it said instead ba behemo hatmeya. So we're going to darshen this out. So by these extra words, it teaches us ma behemo tmeya miyuchedes. There's something special about a behemo tmeya when you go and amiyachid it to hektish, you make it hektish, shetchilasa hektish, it becomes fully hektish, v'kula la shamayim, it totally belongs to shamayim, and therefore there'll be a din of me'ila on it. U'mo'alin ba. So too, af kol shetchilasa hektish, anything that's comparable to this, that it originally becomes hektish, and it belongs totally to the hektish, v'kula la shamayim, we'll see in a moment what that excludes, and mo'alin ba, there is a din of me'ila. Now, Amalei Rabbi Elazar Litana, Rabbi Elazar said to this Amora, to this Tana who learned the Brisa, meaning an Amora who taught over this Brisa, he said, your Raya is not a good Raya. Bishlomo Kula La Shamayim, the first part that you said that it belongs totally to Shamayim, and therefore the din of Mila applies to it, yeah, that's good, because Limute Kachim Kalim, as opposed to Kachi Kalim, which the person retains a certain right to them. And in fact, there is no Mi'ilah on Kachi Kalim, there's only Mi'ilah on the Emurim. Once it's sacrificed, the Emurim have a din of Mi'ilah, but the entire animal doesn't have a din of Mi'ilah, because it doesn't belong totally to the Gizbar. You retain certain rights in the Kachi Kalim. So that is true, that when it says kula l'shamayim, that's for something, let's say, a behema tmeya, as opposed to kachikalim, a behema that's Torah that you're making is a shlomim. Kiva the islu balim begavayu, since the balim retains certain rights to the kachikalim, they're allowed to eat the shlomim, so less b'mila. So there is no din amila, except, as I pointed out, in regards to the emurim. However, the other point that you mentioned, elo tchilas hektish, when you're saying that this has the status of being tchilas hektish, limute mai, what were you coming to exclude with that? You're saying tchilas hektish hu disbei mila. Only something that originally is hektish, the primary thing, A, that you donated to the Beis Hamikdash, that is tchilas hektish, and that has a din of mila. But the implication of that is that sof hektish, less bei mila, that something that is then, let's say you deconsecrate A with B, that's the secondary hektish, sof hektish, less bei mila, that doesn't have mila. Of course it does. So your analogy isn't right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar says to this Amora who taught this Braisa, Dilma, maybe le'inyan chomesh kamis, maybe what you were really talking about was not item B that replaced item A. No, that would be me'ila. But maybe what you're referring to is item A had to have redemption with itself, the Karen, and a chomesh. And this, Ucha Rabbi Shulben Levi, teaches us that this chomesh has no din of a chomesh being paid onto it. That's what it means by me'ila. We're borrowing this term that we're saying it doesn't have the din of a chomesh on a chomesh. Oh, maybe that's it. So Amalei, so this Amor, who taught this Brisa upon real laws, it says, exactly, in Hachanami. In, that's exactly true. Hachi kamina. That is exactly what I meant to say. Oh, so here we have Rabbi Shulben Levi's din. Now that we continue, let's go already to the Mishnah. It's early enough still. Amalei Rabbi Ashi l'Ravina. Rabbi Ashi says to Ravina the following statement. Behema tmeya, this animal that you're giving over to Hektish, you're dedicating this sus, this horse, let's say, to Hektish. Betchilas Hektish Isa. Yes, it now has the full status of being Hektish. There's Kula L'Shamayim, and in fact, there is a din. If you redeem it, you have to go pay the Chomish on it, and of course, there's a din of Me'il on it, and we turn to Nunhei Amud Aleph. However, B'Emsa Hektish Lesa. But if you go and have what we call this Hektish Sheni, B'Emsa Hektish, Rashi says, granted, there is no concept of sof hektish over here with this animal tmeya. Bishom the lav lemizbeach hazeh, because it's never going to be able to be put on the mizbeach. You can only put up the kosher three kosher behemos, the goats, the sheep, the cow families up on the mizbeach. You can't even put up the kosher chayos, and you certainly can't put up a non kosher animal on the mizbeach. And likewise, v'lo lushaka bebinyan, and this horse isn't being used as a brick in the building that it will never be taken away. So therefore, there is no concept of sof hektish over here. Therefore, we call it miu behektish sheni mishkachas law. We do have this concept of hektish sheni for this horse. Shematvisa tachas acher v'chozu podosa. So let's say this horse was being used to redeem something else. So the horse is item B. Item A, you donated to hektish. And now you're redeeming item A with this horse. So this is called emtsa hektish. So here, leka. What that means is Rav Ashi is telling Ravina that there is no din of chomesh on this what we call emtze hekdish entity. So this horse, which you're using to go and redeem something that you donated, so it's redeeming item A, and this horse is now item B, so there is no din of chomesh on this horse. That's what Ravashi tells Ravina, and Amalei, Ravina says back to Ravashi, yes, you're right. Why? Lefi she'ena besof hekdish, because it doesn't have a din of sof hekdish, because, as we just pointed out, it can't be used on the Mizbeach, and it can't be used l'shaka b'vinyan, and therefore, there is no possibility of being self hektish, so therefore it isn't also having the possibility of being emtze hektish for the din of chomesh. Amalei Ravacha midivti Ravina, but wait a second, Ravacha from Divti said to Ravina, compare it the other way. The emtze hektish mia isa, say it does have this emtze hektish status, and you should have to redeem it with the fifth, because velosif nami chomesh, because we compare it to the primary hektish. Instead of saying B doesn't have the ability to have a chomesh because it's like sof hektish, and you can't have sof hektish by it, so therefore, since it can't have sof hektish, so it can't have emtze hektish in regards to the chomesh, it's compared to the reishis, compared to the tchila. Just like A has a din of chomesh, so too B should have a din of chomesh. That's what Rav Acha Midifti says to Ravina. So Amalei, Ravina says back to Rav Acha Midifti, Harehu kesof hektish. No, we compare it to sof hektish, and just like my sof hektish ain't a mosif chomesh, just like it can't have a din of sof hektish, so therefore, af emtze hektish ain't a mosif chomesh. So therefore, we don't give it emtze hektish status for a chomesh as well. But the word says, Amalei Rav Zutra bereid the Rav Mari Ravina. We still question that. Rav Zutra bereid the Rav Mari says to Ravina, my cause is the medamis l'sof hektish, the damis l'tchilas hektish. As I just said before, instead of saying emtze hektish should be like sof hektish, and therefore there's no chomesh, say emtze hektish should be like reishis hektish, like tchilas hektish, and therefore it should have a chomesh. So what does Ravina say to that? So Amalei, Ravina responds back to Rav Zutra Berei de Rav Mari, and he says, mistabra, it makes more sense to compare it to sof hektish. This emtze hektish, this item B, makes more sense to compare it to something that would go on the Mizbeach, or something that would be a brick that's built into it, permanence. Mistabra l'sof hektish havalei l'damuye. Makes more sense to compare it to sof hektish. Why? Shekei nitvas mi nitvas. Because each of them is something that was taking the Kedusha from something else. So therefore, it makes more sense to compare it to sof hektish. Where it says, Adarabba, no. L'tchilas hektish havalei l'damuye. Makes more sense to compare it to tchilas hektish. Why? Shekein dover sheyesh achrov kedusha, mi dover sheyesh achrov kedusha. Because the tchilas hektish has something after it. So too, the emtze hektish would have something after it. So therefore, it makes more sense to compare it to tchilas hektish and say you should have a chomesh. So Gemara says, no, we ultimately say, kidomer rava, like Rava said. The extra word, it says, ba behema, and it says, ha temeya. So therefore, we darshan out the extra hey. The hey idea here, we dash it out from Ha'ola. We have the famous pasuk that we see every morning in the Kabbana section, which says, in regards to the Seda Marocha, placing the items on the pyre, on the fire, on the base of Midrash, it says, Uviyero leha kohen, eitzim baboke baboke, you bring the carbon eitzim in the morning, viorach aleha ha'ola. You then go bring the carbon tamid, shel shachris. That's the first carbon of the day, and this hey yisera, we dash this ha'ola, could have just said, viorach aleha ha'ola. No, it says, ha'ola, the extra hey, the hey ayidiyah over here, hey yisera, dorish etehi rishona, shlo ye hector kodim l'tomen shoshachar. That has to be the first one. So we darshan over here from that hey. So too, just like we darshan, ha'ola, ola rishona, the first one, so too, ha'chanami, when it says, ba behemo, ha timeya, it means timeya rishona, only the first animal that can be A. That, if you're makdish the source as A, fine, there's a chomesh. But if you're makdish the source as B, to go and replace something that you previously were makdish as A, so then there is no din of chomesh. And we have a braisa to support Rav Shimon Levi. Tanya Kavasi Rav Shimon Levi. The braisa says, para zu, if a person says, I'm designating para, which I call B, tachas para shel hektish, instead of to replace para A of hektish. Now, I'm guessing that this must not be a tmur, because tmur doesn't work. So it must be that this animal has a mum, and you're redeeming it with another animal. So therefore, that's why you're allowed to go and redeem this cow, because otherwise you can't redeem an animal that doesn't have a mum. That's tmura, and tmura doesn't work. Both of them have hektish. So in any event, if the person says, this para B shall replace para A, or he says, talizu, this garment over here will replace garment A that was hektish, talizu, tachas talishel hektish, hekdesho padui. So then you did redeem A, you did redeem the para, let's say, that had a mum, and you did redeem talis A that was given over to hektish. And viad hektish alo yona. And likewise, hektish has the better hand. Because let's say para A was worth $100 and para B is worth $50, or garment A is worth $100, garment B is worth $50, heck, they should go get $50 more from you. You have to redeem it with the value, and you only gave half the value, so it's redeemed, but you still owe $50. And vice versa. Let's say part A was 100 and part B is 150. Talis A is 100. Talis B is 150. So Hektish gets to keep the extra 50. So in either way, Yad Hektish Alo Yona. That's when you didn't say how much item B was worth, either Para or Talis. But if you say Para Zeh B'chameh Shlaim, this Para B, which I'm redeeming, Para A, Para B is worth 5 Shlaim. Tachas Para Shel Hektish, for whatever the value of Para A is worth. Or he says, Talizu b'chamesh, this talis over here is worth 5 slime. And I'm redeeming with these 5 slime of talis B, tachas talis shel hektish, I'm going and making that a redemption on talis shel hektish. In this situation, hektesho pardui, it is redeemed, and doesn't say yad hektish alo yona. And therefore, in this situation, whether the para is worth more than the 5 slime of the second para, first para is worth more or less than the second para, or whether the first talis is worth more or less than the second talis, that's it. We don't make any further adjustments. Hektesho padui. But the item A is redeemed. Now, al hektish rishon mosuf chomesh. Here the Brisa says, beferish, only on hektish rishon, on A, is there a din of chomesh. Al hektish sheni, ain mosuf chomesh. It says beferish that you aren't mosuf chomesh. And this is exactly like what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Tanya kavase de Rishua ben Levi. This is a good breakpoint. Again, we daven and we learn for the safety of all of Eretz Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael across the world, and specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Be'ez Hashem, there should be peace in all of Klal Yisrael. For those that are listening today to the Shia, tonight I'm giving my Shia something to say at the Seder. Everybody's invited to come and join us for the communal Tehillim at the Young Israel of Woodmere tonight at 8:15, followed by Marav at 8:30, followed by my Shia, something to say at the Seder from 8:45 to 9:30. For those that can't come in person, there will be a tape available on YU Torah as well as OU Torah, and you can listen to it then if you want before Pesach. Have a wonderful day.